that was kind of crazy to me. Like, it was perfect. There's no better timing. You know what I mean? Coming out, snow everywhere, field full of snow. And then next thing you know, they come in, they're like, yeah, we're going to practice in the indoor facility. I'm like, it's finished? They're like, yeah. And it's a beautiful place, man, a beautiful facility. You can tell a lot of work went into it. And just the amount of time that they were able to build it, and it's crazy how fast they built it.
Yeah, they talk about it being a state-of-the-art facility. Talk about some of the amenities that for you guys as players.
Oh, man, just having, like, bathrooms and stuff right there, not having to go out to a porta-potty. I've been places where you got to go outside and use the bathroom. You know, the high ceilings, being able to punt and kick and stuff like that is very vital. You know, for our development and just for the game. And it's a beautiful building. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful building. The turf on it is, you can tell that it's the new, you know, whatever turf it is.
The latest and greatest field
because
turf.
You can, because it's not as bad on your joints. After practice and stuff like that, you can feel, you know, how a surface is. You know what I mean? Because you do it so much.
Well, it's a good week to be practicing on field turf. You could be playing on it in St. Louis anyway, right?
I don't think St. Louis got that same turf, though.
Oh, they don't have that nice stuff.
They got that same turf we got. But, it's good to practice on the surface you're going to play on.
Now, you're a guy that, I guess, did a bit of a free agent tour. How much does something like that mean to you when you come here? I mean, because, you know, they showed video today. I'm watching ESPN. The Browns are outside practicing in the snow. So I can imagine it makes you kind of want to be a part of this even more when you see
that,
right?
it just shows you as far as the organization and, you know, how much they care about us, you know, their investment in us and, you know, our ability to go out there and be able to be 100% at all times. Because if you're paying guys, you know, 10, 15, a lot of money, you're going to protect your investment. You don't want a guy go out there running around on some snow and then he cuts and, you know, he's out for X amount of weeks and that could, you know, hurt the team. So it's all about helping and building and doing what's best for the Broncos, not what's best for their wallets, because it was a very expensive building, but I know it's definitely going to pay off.